This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, it's Friday, 6th of October. Today is Mad Hatter Day, celebrating the beloved character from Alice in Wonderland. How many people know what a drug story that was? All about drugs, right? Getting high. Ooh, ha. It is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what they say, yeah.
But it was supposed to be, who are they? Your parents didn't tell you it was all about drugs?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've heard a lot of adults say that it was about drugs.
I never heard any adults
really?
Tell me that. No, when I was a kid, anyway. But it's okay, so we got that to celebrate today. And it's also World Smile Day. So maybe we should have a contest between Jennifer Horne, Victoria, Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I as to who could sing When You're Smiling. When you're smiling.
I thought World Smile Day just meant smile, not sing about it.
Why not? Let's sing about it. Let's think about living. Let's think about life.
That would be World Singing Day. Today's World Smile Day, right?
How about World Smile and Sing Day? Want to do that? We could do an amendment to this. When you're smiling. All right, I guess that isn't going to be a good idea that we follow up on. I've just been shut down, ladies and gentlemen, by the people on the air with me. They've shut me down. And of course, I listen to everything, all the suggestions that they have for me, so it's time for us to move on into things that are more real, if you will. The discussion this week has pretty much focused on what happened in Las Vegas. Interesting that this fellow who killed 58 people was headed for Boston, it would seem. After he, the rap is that he was going to wipe out as many people as he could and then escape. He was planning on surviving and escaping. He wasn't planning on them finding him in his hotel room, and that's when he did himself in. But the Boston papers are all full of speculation about what was the next stop. So it got me to thinking about how many other places around the country have these sorts of venues, whether they're baseball parks, football stadiums, the arenas, basketball, hockey, their venues that they have concerts. How many of the newer ones, Brooklyn, for example, is a pretty good example of how the new world order of people owning these teams are making money. They're building residencies around the stadiums, not hotels, but condos and apartments.
Like
that are very expensive.
Yeah.
A village, right, exactly. So just imagine what that might have done under the circumstances if he'd have kept going. But I'm wondering out loud what it does to all the plans that exist for condos around ballparks and stadiums. Because in the case of the Nets, the fellow who bought the team, somebody that I happen to know, he didn't care about basketball. He didn't give a damn about basketball. But he's a big real estate developer in New York City. So he bought the team so he could build, buy the stadium.
So Russian
build,
guy?
No. This guy's name is Ratner.
There's a Russian guy who owns the Nets.
Well, he may have sold them. But this was about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh.
He bought the team so that he could build a big condo development all around the stadium. So under that circumstance, if there are any of those that exist now, can you imagine how the value is going to go sink like a rock? And then,
maybe. With this guy, I don't know if he was, he seemed to be looking for concert venues. I know he was researching Fenway Park, and he was looking, but he had rented a room in Chicago by the Lollapalooza Festival.
Yes, I saw that.
And then he had rented a room by the Life is Beautiful Festival in downtown Las Vegas the weekend before his shooting at the Route 91 Festival. And but it seemed, I mean, according to, if you're listening to what people are, kind of the conclusions people are drawing, it seemed he was going to maybe make a car bomb. He thought he was going to escape. He had ammunition and stuff to make a bomb inside of his car. So, you know, I don't know if that's going to make people decide they don't want to live around stadiums anymore. I do think maybe Mandalay Bay's probably thinking, are people going to want to ever stay on my 32nd floor again? Do we have to refurbish? I mean, maybe.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I mean, I would see that happening more with them than maybe with condos, but who knows?
Yeah. All right, so the other side of this, people are intrigued by the NRA sort of picking up the gauntlet on this with Congress and the White House. Bumper stocks, is that how they bump stocks? The regulations that are weak on them. Interesting that they were weakened during the last presidency, it would appear. So now the NRA and the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people and all of that bunch say we need to do something on bump stocks. If you don't know what they are, my understanding is that they would make it easier for you to fire, almost as if to make an automatic weapon out of almost anything. Am I right on that?
It needs to go on a semi-automatic weapon, from what I understand. But what it does is it takes the motion of the recoil, and that charges it to fire automatically for you. So it mimics like a fully automatic weapon. So it's a device that you can buy for about $200. I actually spoke to someone yesterday about it who said he doesn't know necessarily why people need it. He has a gun store. He doesn't sell it in gun stores. But he made the comment that it's kind of tricky to get the hang of, so that would indicate that this particular shooter would have had to practice with it, because I guess to get the recoil to function right, it takes some practice. So,
well,
he obviously used to practice a lot and to try to get that right.
So there are a couple of things that have brought that to the surface, including the fact that this week, bump stocks that give this sort of firing power that you're describing, Jennifer, flying off the shelves at gun stores. For example, the Georgia gun store in Gainesville, Florida, which basically they had them in stock but they never sold them, has been fielding calls from people all around the country.
Great.
And now they're out of stock. In Australia, the news there, quote from a newspaper, anybody that wants to get them probably just worried that they're going to be banned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good... The faster and sooner the better, it would seem. So the traction that this bill is gaining, but the fact that somebody would want to use them, it's again, what are you using them for? You could say, I have a right to use them, yeah. But at what point, what do you want them for?
My friend who owns he actually owns a guns and ammunition sporting goods store in California.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that not a lot of people actually even like to use them, because if you're using them to most people just use them for target practice, but if you're using them for anything like hunting or whatever, the bump stock actually makes it less accurate.
Oh, really?
But obviously when you're spraying a crowd of people from up above, you don't need accuracy. You just need to spray lead at people, right?
All right. So tell me what would happen, if anybody knows, I'm not familiar with this at all, because I've actually never been to a gun range. Well, that's not true. I was on a gun range where I learned how to shoot a rifle. That was a long time ago. What using that for practice, why would that, if you're just going to spray... What do you need to practice for?
Well, because you can't, the bump stock for some reason takes some time to actually get, you have to get into the rhythm of picking up the recoil so that this thing will actually shoot for you. That's kind of what it does, is once the gun recoils, then it hits, it uses that motion to hit the trigger. But at most ranges, again, my friend, I'm going with what he says because I don't know. I had to make myself aware of what this actually was. I had no idea. I don't think many people knew what these things were. But most ranges, including every NRA range across the country, will not allow you to use these, because if you go to a range, they don't let you do rapid fire. They want you to do real targeted practice. They don't want you to do just pow, 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 because of the danger of the danger of the recoil or the of the ricochet of bullets, they don't want you to do that. So he said you couldn't use these at any NRA court, at any NRA place across the country. You couldn't use them anywhere in California. Maybe there's some strange ranges out there across the country that might let you use them, but because of the rapid fire, it's safe to say he might have been practicing with them in the somewhere out in the desert. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, if you have an open field, I mean,
well, apparently his girlfriend, this Mary Lou Danley, was observing this sort of behavior and his fascination with guns and him wanting it even. She said that she worried about his mental stability. So what did she do about it?
She took his money and went to the Philippines.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, she did.
And that's
nothing.
That's the root cause of this stuff, this mental instability that creates in someone's mind the need, the desire, the ability to do what this guy did. And so she's not guilty, but she's culpable. If you know something, that's the old business about if you see it, you know, when if you, what do they say at the airport? If you see it, report it or something.
If you see something, say something.
Tell somebody, yeah. All right. Observations
maybe
galore.
Maybe she did say a little something, and that's where the $100,000 came from.
Right.
Hush money.
Yeah, get out of here. Right.
Or maybe that was his backup plan. It's just there's so many questions. It's this story is like a bad
out of this guy.
Like a bad movie of the week. I mean, awful. It's horrible.
Yep. All right. Let's talk about something else. The situation. These sorts of things. They get. I had a very bad night's sleep last night. I had nightmares about this guy. For whatever the reason, and that's what happens when you talk about these things, and they become so much a part of the when we have these conversations on the air, we really get into the nitty gritty, the detail, so we can tell stories to people about what has happened or what's transpiring now. And I almost had a video in my mind of this kind of stuff. And I was actually, that's why I said what I just did when I read that Boston was a target and some of these other cities, Chicago. And thinking about Fenway Park or thinking about some of these other places that are built. Fenway Park is basically in neighborhoods being gentrified in Boston. And there's houses all the way, well, three of the four sides have houses around them, close enough to be able to do this sort of thing. Mass Pike is on one side, and the parking's not there. It's all over the place. But how many other of the parks that are in the cities themselves were close to. I don't know what happened to me, but I just got very worked up about it, and I felt this wave of fatigue washing over me. This morning when I get up, I had a desire to almost retreat into some place of solitude. Like, remember Superman's Fortress of Solitude? I just felt like that. And so I'm thinking to myself, what do I do? The practical side of how do I fix the problem is to have, you're going to laugh at this, have a glass of Super Beats. Wouldn't it be great to have all the energy that you want and you need all day long? Fatigue often gets in the way, even for the everyday activities. We're all up every day, early in the morning, to get ourselves onto the air and to bring you conversation that's worth your time and effort. And so, as we get older, I think I made reference the other day to Kara and Jennifer and circulation as you get older and that sort of thing. The question comes from many corners. What do you do about increasing that youthful, natural circulation, fight fatigue that you may have every day? And the answer, of course, from the point of view of me, is Super Beats. Athletes, people who are professional and college athletes, the Olympic athletes, many medals for the British in 2012, and that's because they were drinking Super Beats. It promotes your body's own natural way to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina all day long. Only with Super Beats, you get beets grown to exacting standards, non-GMO beets, concentrated into these crystals that you put in a glass of water. Get them at DougLikesBeets.com right now while you're thinking about it. Get a free month with a first order. DougLikesBeets.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Of musicians from the rock era, in my estimation. You all know I love the Moody's. Crank it up, Kara. Justin Hayward, John Lodge. The guys who are in the band epitomize what that rock feel was. That also demonstrated well by Electric Light Orchestra from this era. But the Moody's were so unique, and still are. They are having their 50th anniversary tour this year. I happen to get to know Justin. Remember, I just fired off a congratulations to him in an email. They finally have gotten a nomination to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You've heard me 100 times. Finally! 100 times once I've said, this is one of the biggest outrages and show to a bunch of phonies the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame operators are. So now I guess I have to change my tune about that. So
well, they're nominated. They're not in yet, so
yeah,
we'll see.
It'll be interesting. Who else? There's 19 groups on the list. The British Invasion, well represented here. Look at this. Depeche Mode, Dire Straits, Eurythmics, Radiohead. I don't know who Kate Bush is for some reason. I don't know why I don't.
She's kind of an indie rock singer. She's been around forever, yeah.
Yeah.
Judas Priest was a huge surprise, even to them. They're, heavy metal.
Yeah. So, Depeche Mode had been up before, but they're up again. The mention for the first other people, Nina Simone, Rage Against the Machine, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, I don't know them. That's a fifth nod for Jay Giles, the fourth for LL Cool J, third for The Cars, Zombies, Bon Jovi's up, Chaka Khan with Rufus, up to be eligible. You have to have had their first recording no later than 1992, 25 years since the release of their first commercial record. So now the public has till December 5th to cast votes on the inductees on the Rock and Roll Hall site. I'm going there during the next newscast.
Yeah, but here's the downside. 1%. The fan votes only count 1%. So it's still 99% the Rock Hall members.
The politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Moody's are well respected.
I hope they make it. They're very deserving.
Absolutely are. Yep. So that's good. Victoria's so funny. I can't stand it when people start finally this and finally that, which is nonsense. So she puts finally in capital letters. Finally.
And you said it.
I did. Finally. All right. Good. Congrats to them. Here's some info from Eric Church, who headlined the first day of the music festival last weekend in Las Vegas about the shooting. He reminisced on the Harvest Festival crowd, how lively it was, fans holding up boots when they played these boots, American flags during How About You and records during record year. He said, I was so moved by it. This is my crowd. I've seen this crowd all year. They're mine. He said that he didn't want to play at the Grand Ole Opry, but then he watched an interview with the widow of one of his fans. Last night somebody sent me a video of a lady named Heather Melton. She was talking to Anderson Cooper. She had it on our church choir tour shirt. A lot of emotion around this, isn't there? Huh?
Yep.
As well there ought to be. Eric Church here for your consideration at 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Dealing with emotional vampires. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. An emotional vampire is not a clinical term. Still, I bet you've encountered some along the way. Emotional vampires have a constant need for validation. They tend to operate primarily on the belief that problems are not their fault. They have a very little self-awareness. And if you dare point out how they've hurt you or others, they are very likely to use extreme language to play the victim. Oh, I guess I'm the worst person ever then. Or, oh, I guess you hate me now. Because, again, they're avoiding responsibility and seeking validation. Look, you can't wear garlic to rid yourself of emotional vampires. But what you can do is not allow yourself to give your energy to them. The more you stay in control of your energy, the less emotional vampires will seek to feed on you. For emotional self-defense, visit drchristianconti.com.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you like sort of blasé, middle-of-the-road radio, you've come to the wrong place. If you like being mediocre, you don't want to hear what we have to say because we all have different perspectives and are happy and encouraged to express them. We includes Jennifer Horn on the West Coast in Los Angeles, Victoria Keelan is in New York City, Kara Schillen in Washington at the controls in our studio there. I'm Doug Steffen. There's nothing mediocre about me, and I've never... on the years that I've been on the air, back to when I was a teenager, I don't think I've ever been... Well, maybe that's... When I got into the world of talk in the 70s, I mean, before that might have been a little mediocre, but... Although I was kind of... I had fun as a jock, except everybody told me I talked too much. Shut up and play the music! All right, so shut up and talk about things. The world of travel. Interesting things going on there. The people who the Las Vegas Tourist Bureau is trying to figure out how they can change people's minds. Cancellations galore, as you might expect. The airlines even report that there are a number of the people flying in and out of there. You know, the one thing about this week, speaking, I guess, of travel, that it's taken North Korea off the front page. Have you noticed?
Taking everything off the front page.
Yeah, right. Yeah. North Korea now sneaking around, some people say. But I'd rather talk about traveling to other places and doing other things. Although this is a kind of... This shows you, frankly, the suggestion from the new CEO of Delta. These guys are so tone-deaf. Well, the guy that runs United, they still do stupid stuff, a lot of stupid stuff, training. So now the new CEO of Delta said this week that giving away upgrades for loyalty doesn't make any sense.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
That's quite a bold statement.
He believes that cabin segmentation is good for the airline industry. He says we are the best at keeping people from using their upgrades.
What?
The most loyal flyers, I'm telling you. This is a story you can... It's in a travel... this is a travel site called Flyer Talk. That's where I first saw it. But it's now in the popular media. Any of the business... You can see this in any of the business reporters' places. He says we have to create actual value for our flyers in every cabin. So he said 10 years ago... You'd have a business traveler pay $800 to sit in the middle seat next to somebody who bought their ticket 6 months earlier for $69. That's not fair. Well, in a manner of speaking, it isn't fair. But so what we're going to do at Delta is make sure you pay for every seat that you're in. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm looking at some of the blogs that follow, and they're very consistent. This, like by the thousands... People are saying, okay, you don't value me, screw you, I'm going to United or American. That's exactly what this will do.
Well, it just seems so anti what every culture, forget the travel industry. I mean, how many grocery stores have loyalty cards?
Or loyalty programs.
Yeah, every time you go into any store, I get shocked. Some of the stores you go into, they say, you want to belong to our loyalty program? What? Yeah, this is cost plus. But, you know, they still do that.
Yeah, right. All right, also on the travel, and I'm flying on Delta over to Italy. No. You know what I'm doing? I'm going on Iberia over to
Siberia?
To Madrid, and then from Madrid to Turin. Yeah, and then coming back on Delta. Meanwhile, the rail systems in America, those of you who like to travel the rails, it's a lot of fun if you can go on the right trips, like the trip across the northern part of North America, or the northern part of America into Canada. What a great ride. That is. And it's still kind of fun to take the fast train down to New York and Washington. Seven major urban rail systems facing a backlog of $50 billion in repairs. They've torn apart both Grand Central and, what do you call it, station, haven't they, Victoria, New York?
Well, Grand Central, I don't know about, but Penn Station has, after all the Amtrak stuff and then Jersey Transit's a mess. I mean, Penn Station's been just a debacle for the last 6 months.
Yeah. And here in Boston, if you follow what goes on with the MBTA, so-called T, it is the worst system in the country as far as repairs are needed. The list is long. They have a contractor. I know some of the people that work for this contractor. They're kids that worked on the farm with me, and they got jobs working with a contractor. They get paid $24, $25, $26 an hour, and the unions have them so throttled that they can only one task a day is all they're allowed to do by the union. And after they've taken 10 minutes to do it, they spend the rest of the day doing nothing. And if they do something more than the one task a day, they put in for overtime. The overtime budget at the T is out like $150 million or some crazy thing. It's nuts. So not only is the infrastructure in bad shape, but the management is horrific. Used to be that the metro system in Washington, Kara, was the best in the country. And now it's a mess. All the deferred maintenance, the budget's getting tightened up, and most of it, those of you who are union members will throw something at the radio, but most of it lays at the feet of the unions and how they've managed, especially the public unions, public entities. It's hard for management, it would seem, city and town management, government, to say no to the unions because of the campaign contributions that come from the big unions aiming to support certain politicians. So they're right there to help out when they come in with their ridiculous requests. Remember the old term feather bedding? Anybody remember that term? Anybody know that term?
Mm-mm. No.
Feather bedding was the word that was applied for the sort of thing that I just described, but it was for the rail workers. They used to have, especially with the conductors, they'd have two guys on a shift, let's say from Boston to New York. You're in the caboose. There are two guys there. One guy sleeps and the other one takes care of the work. But the feather bedding rules require they have two people in the caboose at all time, even though they only needed one.
That's my rule, too, by the way.
Really? For you, Jennifer. All right, let's see what General Motors is doing in the travel department. They're going full throttle with all electric cars. How many people think this is a good idea? Anybody here excited about driving an electric car? No, I don't think so.
No.
I think only because I'm trying to think if I've ever. No, I've never driven a full electric one, like the hybrid ones I've driven. And they're not that exciting.
No.
No, you don't even know when they're turned on.
Right.
They don't have any real power.
Yeah.
You can't move, really.
I've never driven a Tesla, so I don't want to say none of them are exciting, but I'm sure that one is.
Tesla's fun to drive.
Yeah.
So GM says by the year 2023, they have expected 20% of their cars to be electric. The Chevrolet Bolt is an all-electric vehicle that's out there now. It goes 238 miles. I tell you something. They may be practical for local usage, but they are worthless for a trip because you don't know where you can plug into them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
You can say, oh, yeah, you can plug everywhere.
Especially, I mean, we're, for the most part, you guys are along the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. Once you start traveling across country, I would be scared to go, okay, how many places am I going to find in Nebraska to plug in my car? I mean, you know, it seems like a risk still at this point.
France, England, India, planning to ban the sale of diesel and gas-burning vehicles over the next couple of decades. California considering a similar ban.
Yeah, California's 2040, like they want to ban gasoline
country.
Sales.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Okay, well, good for
Make
them.
Room for me in one of your homes, guys, because I'm going to be coming soon.
Yeah. Do I have to move my kids and my grandson out of California so that I can
Well, they fit in better here than I do.
Yeah, maybe that's it. All right, China set future electric car quotas as well. They want, in the next 10 years, 30,000 fossil fuel vehicles. I mean, they want to, they're giving their quota. They don't make a lot of cars, so they bring them in. Most of the cars that are brought in are from America. And they have put a quota on in the future. Electric car quotas for automakers who import or produce more than 30,000 fossil fuel vehicles. You got to have electric cars over there too. Well, at least they're dealing somewhat with their pollution problems. Let's see. So now it's General Motors on this bandwagon, Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW, Volvo. Electric cars increasing to go along with Tesla and the vacuum cleaner company.
You know, it's so funny. I just bought a Dyson vacuum. I totally was against the hype. I thought it was just overpriced and just kind of a trendy thing. Yeah. I was so wrong. It is the most amazing vacuum ever. The technology really is incredible. So I would be interested in a Dyson car based on the battery life that that's where this all came from. They've invented this cordless vacuum, and the battery is apparently so incredible. That's putting them into the electric car business.
I would think that you'd want to be very careful about this until they have some infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I just want to ride on a vacuum.
Yeah. I know, right?
Victoria's vacuum, by the way, is no joke. It's very pretty. It's like pink and purple.
She was posting all over Instagram about it.
It's decorative.
I'm like a boring married lady now because like the vacuum was super exciting to me.
All right, let's see here. The new TWA lounge... Anybody here not remember TWA?
I've never flown it, but I know what it is.
They went out of business in, American Airlines bought them out in 2004. They went down. It was tough for them to recover after the 747 was shot down, even though nobody wants to admit that's what happened to it in 1996 at the end of Long Island.
Mm.
So, But they were the most iconic. They were my favorite airline of all time. I loved TWA, would fly them wherever I could. And they just they had great staff. I loved the way the plane. It was fun. TWA was fun. So as an aviation enthusiast, I'm really interested in this opening of the hotel, the TWA Hotel, at the World Trade Center. It's going to open up next year. It'll be, now, it's interesting.
Will the bathrooms be really small?
Well,
plane. It was just a joke.
You know, the fellow, I've become friends with that guy that runs the Pan Am restaurant. There's a fellow in Los Angeles who owns a company that owns every conceivable kind of plane interior. This guy has gone to every place in the world, every plane junkyard, taken planes apart, and set them up on a studio lot. So that whenever there's whenever you see a scene in a movie or a TV show in a plane, it's on this guy's lot. He's got them all, and everybody goes there because they can't afford to have done what he did with all these planes, set them all up. So the lighting, everything is very cool. And he also has an old 747 from Pan Am that he set up as a restaurant. And they have meals there every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And he's invited me to come. I haven't gone over there yet, but it's just the kind of stuff. It's so much fun. Anyway, so the TWA Hotel is on the grounds of JFK, and it's near the old TWA Flight Center terminal, which I think JetBlue has now, doesn't it? Isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So anyway, this will be in memory of TWA because it's such an iconic airline. Fabulous, fabulous airline. By the way, do you know what TWA stood for when it first started?
Was it Transworld?
Well, it became Transworld. First, when it was first operated, it was Texas Western, because it started in Texas, and they flew from Dallas and Houston originally to the West Coast. And then it grew, and Howard Hughes bought it, and it became Transworld, yes. All right, if you're going to Rome, you'll be happy to know that visitors to the Colosseum can enjoy more of the ancient amphitheater, including gladiators killing... No.
Are you going to Rome?
I am probably not going to... I might spend an afternoon in Rome.
Oh, okay.
But Turin is outside and south and west of there. That's where I'm going to spend most of my time. But I'd find Rome... Just to drive in Rome. Have you ever driven around the Colosseum?
I've never been to Italy.
It's so eerie. I mean, thinking about what it stands for, it's beautiful, but it's also the Italians are nuts when it comes to driving.
They are crazy. That's why we never drove. When I was in Italy, we drove in Germany, but we never drove in Italy because it was just too crazy.
Yeah.
And the farther south you get,
you don't have to have a driver's license to drive in Italy.
Right. And the farther south you get, the crazier people are. I know to Naples, I think we flew into Naples, there were like families of five strapped on one single moped, like children just off my mother.
God. Oh, yeah. They're
off of a little tiny moped, and you're like, oh, my God, there are five people.
I'm imagining like a circus act here.
Everywhere what it looks like.
You go, they have those three-wheel cars, the tricycle cars. And they're always, because they go around the roundabouts there so fast, they're always flipping over. And people get out of them, and they just pick them back up again and drive off.
Oh, jeez. It's a very strange place when it comes to that.
Well, it's fun if people don't get hurt. Anyway, the point of the focus here was that the Colosseum is sort of redone. Newly restored fourth and fifth levels of the Colosseum, open to the public starting the 1st of November. It is now 10 before the hour. You're listening to the Friday DJV Experience.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rolling into Tech Talk time and our end of week overview of the top five items for your consideration. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here to go from number five to number one, the tech stories of the week that will have the most impact on you or have already, starting with a solution to a problem at restaurants at number five, Victoria.
I know. We're starting our tech week off with an anti-tech story.
Yes.
One chef at a restaurant in New York City called Hearth has decided, he's been contemplating for a while, how can he get people to just enjoy the food, enjoy each other's company, and get off the phone. And so he said he tried various things, like having people check their phones at the door, and then that gets complicated, and people don't want to give over their phones and things like that. So he came up with a really cute, kitschy kind of idea. He found a bunch of old cigar boxes, and he found other type of vintage boxes on Etsy and, you know, marketplaces. And so he puts one box on each table, and so people come in, and like any other restaurant, they get seated, they get their menus, and then they realize that there's this old little box sitting on the table. So, of course, everyone's always curious. Everyone opens up the box, and then there's a note inside the box that says, please enjoy some solitude, and please enjoy your dining experience, and this box is for your cell phones should you wish to unplug for a meal. And he said 6 out of 10 diners are now actually using these boxes. So I think this is becoming a trend. A lot of restaurants have banned cell phones. You can't talk on them.
Good.
They can't stop people from texting, but still, it is really discouraging when you look around a restaurant and people aren't even talking to each other. Everyone's just on their phone. So, you know, really does take away, especially when you go for a really nice, you know, dinner or dining experience.
Yep, it sure does. All right, let's move into number four position here with a focus on IKEA. This is a very interesting connection.
This is. So IKEA bought TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit is a website and app where you hire rabbits, people to do all sorts of different tasks. If you need someone to run to the drugstore for you and pick up some pharmaceuticals or whatever you need, every little thing is covered by TaskRabbit, including putting together IKEA furniture, which, as anyone who's ever put together IKEA furniture knows, it can be the bane of your existence. And so now it makes perfect sense in a lot of ways that IKEA has bought TaskRabbit, since the majority of TaskRabbit users are actually using it to put together IKEA furniture. So IKEA says that this is part of their way to understand their customer better. They want to learn from TaskRabbit's digital expertise, and they say that they're in the future they will probably be incorporating TaskRabbit into their IKEA shopping experience in some sort of meaningful way. It may be a TaskRabbit person goes to IKEA for you, picks up the whatever it is that you need, delivers it, and puts it together all in one. So it saves, you know, another big step.
All right. That's a good one. In Europe, another big fine for another one of our big companies, the tech companies.
Well, yeah, Apple and now Amazon have both been fined for not paying enough taxes internationally. Amazon has now been asked to pay by the EU $294 million. They're saying that they basically avoided paying taxes thanks to some benefits that Luxembourg illegally gave them. So, and Apple was up against Ireland, and that was in the billions. That was $15 billion they were accused of having in unpaid taxes. So the EU feels that they're missing out on a lot of tax revenue. And of course, in the States, these are American companies that are over in Europe because of the tax benefits. So this is probably going to end up changing, and there's going to be new legislation, I'm sure.
Yep. All right, number two, a focus on Facebook.
Facebook estimates that 10 million people in the U.S. saw at least one politically charged ad during the campaign that was purchased by Russian-linked accounts. They at first said that it was $100,000 worth of ads. Now it looks like it's actually more after the special counsel Robert Mueller issued a warrant and looked into all of this. And the ads were very divisive. They were all political and social issues like LGBTQ matters, race, immigration, gun rights. So Facebook says that they're going to continue to work with the special counsel.
All right. And the number one item this week, the top tech story, a focus on Yahoo.
Yep, it's like another day, another breach. Yahoo, of course, who had the massive data breach in 2013, turns out it was far more extensive than anyone previously knew. They had actually said it was 1 billion of their customers were affected. It turns out 3 billion user accounts were affected. Verizon, who now owns Yahoo, is just looking into this, still trying to figure it out. And so Verizon, they're now called Oath, that's the new name of the Yahoo unit, they basically said that the information from Yahoo Fantasy Sports, which was their biggest platform, Yahoo Email, Tumblr, and Flickr, that pretty much anyone who used those sites, your data was compromised. So, once again, like Equifax, freeze all of your accounts.
There you go. The tech report for the folks in Nashville listening in Providence and Norfolk, Jacksonville, Greensboro. Hello.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.